Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from Acts chapter 8, verse 35. Then Philip began with that very passage of Scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. I invite you to sing along if you know these words. Surely, surely, boberly, bonana, fanna, foferly, fee, fi, momerly, surely. Okay, if you've got a really good memory, you may recall hearing that catchy little tune on the radio. It was called The Name Game. It was written by singer Shirley Ellis back in 1964. It was not only a hit on Billboard's Hot 100, it was also an instant favorite at birthday parties, summer camps, and classrooms. It was a great way to introduce kids to the names of the children around them. The words are actually a rhyming game. It creates variations on a person's name by adding different letters to it. And in the song itself, Ellis explains how it's done and invites the listener to follow along. She sings, "Come on, everybody. I say now, let's play a game. I bet you I can make a rhyme out of anybody's name." Well, that almost sounds like what Philip did with a government official from Ethiopia. He came upon him while he was reading God's word. In Acts, Luke tells us, "Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, 'Go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza.' So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. As Philip caught up with him, he asked the gentleman, 'Do you understand what you are reading?' The official replied, 'How can I, unless someone explains it to me?' He then invited Philip up into the chariot to sit with him, and they talked about it. And Luke tells us the eunuch was reading this passage of Scripture. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." Then he asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" And what comes next is something that always makes me smile. Luke says that Philip began with that very passage of Scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. Now, you might be thinking, hey, wait a minute, that was the Old Testament. Well, he was reading about the coming Savior, the suffering servant whom God would send to take away the sins of the world. Jesus was silent when they put him on trial at his crucifixion. He was the lamb led to slaughter, who died in our place. He bore the punishment for our sins, and by his sacrifice, Jesus has paid for all of them. Now, through faith in what he's done for you and me, God gives us eternal life. But I suspect that Philip could have started with any passage of Scripture and shared the good news of our Savior's rescue. That's because all of Scripture points to our Savior and the salvation God prepared for us in him. It's not just in the New Testament that we hear about our Lord. Before Jesus went to the cross, he explained to the disciples that when Isaiah wrote that the Savior would be, quote, numbered with the transgressors, he was writing about him. In Luke, we hear him say, "I tell you that this must be fulfilled in me. Yes, what is written about me is reaching its fulfillment." And after Jesus rose on Easter morning, having accomplished our salvation, he assured them, saying, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." And as we hear in John, Jesus assures you and me as well, "These are the Scriptures that testify about me." What a blessing it is that you and I get to tell the people we love about our Savior. We don't know the name of the gentleman that Philip shared the gospel with this day, but you can be sure that God does. And as a result of the conversation that took place that day, he now knew the name of his Savior. As Peter reminds us, the only name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Let us pray. Gracious Savior, thank you for the opportunities you place before me each day to share your salvation. What a blessing it is that we may sing your name and tell everyone what you have done. Amen. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.